afternoon. And Montgomery police are investigating a weekend shooting. They say a man was shot in the leg Sunday afternoon in the 4600 block of Virginia Loop Road. So far, no arrests have been made. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is out of a job. The president confirming in a tweet that she is leaving the administration.
The White House is fighting back after Democrats requested that President Trump's tax returns for the past 6 years be released.
Brett the Hitman Hart is okay after the famous wrestler was tackled by a spectator. It happened as he was giving a speech during the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony.
The Trump administration says it could take up to 2 years to identify children separated from their families by U.S. authorities at the southern border.
Massive fire outside of Fort Worth, Texas. A three-alarm inferno rocking that neighborhood, burning a home to the ground.
Kimberly Sue Endicott of Southern California and her tour guide, Jean-Paul Merengue Ramazzo, have been freed in a negotiated handover.
National title game is set. Virginia, Texas Tech, thanks in part to some clutch free throws.
It's the first time at the national championship for both teams.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. Felicity Huffman is going to plead guilty on the admission scandal. I wonder what type of deal she got with that. Saved somebody a lot of money.
I'd imagine the guy's going to get hit the hardest.
Is the planner.
Yeah, is the guy who's actually running this whole scheme and trying to hook celebrities in on it. I'm sure the celebrities will have some debt to pay to society or the government, for lack of a better word.
Well, is this going to be a situation where they were trying to buy their way into college, or they're going to try to buy their way out of prison?
Yeah.
And are they going to make them do community service, or are they actually going to do some county lockup time?
Well, and with this type of...
I mean, I don't say I'm at Rikers or anything.
Well, yeah, with this type of crime, too, I don't know what the laws say. Just, here's my gut. I don't think somebody should go to prison. Like, you still have the means, you have the money, set up scholarships for kids. I don't know, do something that would make this situation right. I don't think Felicity Huffman sitting in a jail cell helps anybody. She does some form of restitution.
Pick up garbage downtown New York or something?
Yeah.
Yes, two of the kids got kicked out of Samford this morning also.
Like Samford here in Alabama? Or no, Stanford in...
Stanford in California.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Lazy lips there. Let's do this. Let's go to Adam Schiff, which just infuriates me.
Oh, why?
And you're going to get inside of Adam Schiff's mind and you're going to realize how deprived it really is.
President Trump seems to be trying his best to move on after the conclusion of the Mueller investigation, advancing and then retreating this week on two major policy initiatives, health care and the border, initiatives that failed to gain traction within his own party, and lashing out at Democrats in a speech Saturday at the Republican Jewish Coalition.
The Democrats have even allowed the terrible scourge of anti-Semitism to take root in their party and in their country.
Here in Washington, the Attorney General is expected to release the Mueller report as soon as this week, and President Trump still seems to be feeling the pressure, it seems, saying in a series of tweets Saturday, quote, the Democrats, no matter what we give them, will never be satisfied. And it is true, the Democrats in Congress are not satisfied. House Democrats are launching two battles this week that could theoretically go all the way to the Supreme Court, authorizing a subpoena to receive the full Mueller report with no redactions and formally requesting to see 6 years' worth of President Trump's tax returns. Joining me now, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff of California. Mr. Chairman, thanks for joining us. You just heard what President Trump said yesterday about your party, the Democrats, at the Republican Jewish Coalition Convention in Las Vegas. You're one of the highest-ranking Jewish members of Congress. What's your response?
Well, I hate to even dignify those remarks, but look, it's not the Democratic Party that believes that there are good people on both sides of a Nazi rally. There's just one party and one party leader who believes that, and that's Donald Trump. If there's anything that is likely to cement the relationship between the Democratic Party and the Jewish community, it's the presidency of Donald Trump. The lack of character and values that are certainly inconsistent with Jewish values, I think, are only consolidating support in the Jewish community. And I think the president needs to look inward when it comes to the rise of anti-Semitism in the country and his own actions and his own words and how that may fuel some of the rise in hate that we see, not just in the form of anti-Semitism, but the rise in acts of hate of all kinds.
But Congressman, are you concerned at all about some of the rhetoric that has been expressed by Democratic members of Congress and their support for the BDS movement to boycott Israel? Does this not concern you at all?
I certainly don't support the BDS movement. And yes, there are isolated comments by members of our caucus that I have strongly condemned as being anti-Semitic. But it's one thing when you have a few members who make comments, and it's another when the President of the United States makes comments like he did in Charlottesville or about Charlottesville. There's quite a difference. I'm very proud of our leadership and its condemnation of anti-Semitism. We will continue to speak out. We'll continue to take action to try to combat this scourge. But I don't think the president is helping by trying to divide us this way.
And let me tell you, this is so typical of Adam Schiff, is that he went to the Charlottesville thing, which has been totally disproven of what he said that the president said. He was talking about both sides of the issue on the Robert E. Lee statue, that there are good people on both sides of the issue.
Right.
He wasn't talking about the demonstration. He wasn't talking about the Nazis. But Adam Schiff took it upon himself to do that. And that's so typical. I mean, there was actually a Trump hater that kind of found his way after looking at some videos of what he actually said. And he went on Mark Levin's program and said, I was being brainwashed.
Yeah.
And by false information. And they just go out and perpetuate it like crazy. Let's continue on with Adam Schiff. Hang on to your cookies here.
Let's turn to the Mueller report. You've made clear that Congress should get the Mueller report with no redactions. Tell me where you stand on the issue of what kinds of redactions, if any, you think are acceptable in the public version of the Mueller report.
Well, look, if there are classified portions of the report, if there's a classified annex, for example, that may need to be close hold, depending on whether that reveals sources and methods. There may even be some parts of that, though, that can be declassified in the public interest. And in fact, if you look at the Mueller indictments, those two dealing with the Russians, that went into very granular detail. That would have been previously classified information about what the budget was for that social media farm, about private emails between members of that social media farm and their family. All of that information at one point was classified, but the decision must have been made. The public interest outweighs that. And I think a similar analysis should be undertaken here.
You've been clear, and you've been criticized a great deal for saying that you still see, quote, evidence of collusion, even though, according to Attorney General Barr, the Mueller report says, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities, unquote. So are you saying that Mueller got it wrong?
No, and what I've said on your show and others, Jake, for over a year now is that, yes, there's ample evidence of collusion in plain sight, but that is not the same thing as proof of a criminal conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, and that I would defer to Bob Mueller's judgment, and I do. But I think what we're talking about here is the difference between conduct that rises to the level of criminality and conduct that is deeply unethical, unpatriotic, and corrupt that may not be criminal. And I think you saw from Mr. Mulvaney on your show last week, and indeed we see from Mr. Nunes and Mr. McCarthy, an attitude that ethics don't matter. If there's no crime, there's no foul. And I think if we get to that point in this country, then we are in a very desperate situation.
It's amazing to me that he's talking about ethics and they're saying that the Republicans say ethics don't matter. Wow, that's pretty big coming from some Democrats out there, particularly considering what possibly happened with the Department of Justice. So let's stay with Adam Schiff. I know it's kind of hurting, but it's worth the wait.
Well, let's talk about this, because you say you think what the Trump campaign members did was immoral, unethical, and corrupt, even if it was not enough for criminal charges. Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, did tell me on the show last week that ethical judgments are ultimately not your job. Take a listen.
That's not the job of the House Intelligence Committee. It's not the job of the House Judiciary Committee. It's not the job of the House Oversight Committee. And importantly, members of Congress, even if they are the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, don't get to substitute their judgment for the voters.
What's your response, sir?
Well, that is certainly the president's attitude. It's not the job of Congress to do oversight, period. And indeed, under the GOP Congress, they did no oversight. But it's our responsibility to root out fraud, corruption, waste, abuse, whether it rises to the level of criminality or not. If Mr. Mulvaney's standard is Congress cannot look into anything unless there is proof beyond a reasonable doubt of crime, then Congress would be able to do little or no oversight. That's simply not how Congress should act or ever has acted. We need to do our legitimate oversight. We need to ferret out any kind of malfeasance or abuse. Whether that rises to something that the Justice Department can prosecute or not.
He's, you can tell he's kind of practiced his answers, but everything's just so one-sided with Adam Schiff. Just totally one-sided. Let's continue on.
How do you respond to the suggestion made by every Republican on your committee, they've called for you to step down, that you going out there before this report came out and saying that there's evidence of collusion, and then Mueller comes out and says, we don't find any evidence of conspiracy or even coordination, that what you're saying and what you said is irresponsible because you're kind of muddying the waters. There is a standard that Mueller has, and then you have a different standard, and maybe people got confused, and maybe Democrats got their hopes up.
Look, I think there is a different standard here between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans seem to think that as long as you can't prove it's a crime, then all is fair in love and war, that it's all okay what the Trump administration, the Trump campaign does. I don't feel that way. I don't think most Americans feel that way. And Jake, what I've been saying all along is that the evidence that I'm concerned about is in plain sight. And I've used those words probably 100 times. If the fact that the president called on the Russians to hack Hillary's emails, if the fact that Don Jr. said he loved to get the Russians' help, all of this is in plain sight. If the Republicans think that's perfectly fine because it doesn't amount to the crime of conspiracy, then we are going to part company. And I'm not going to stop making the point that we should hold our president, our campaigns, our elected officials to a higher standard than mere criminality.
And you have no regrets of anything you've said in the last couple of years?
I don't regret calling out this president for what I consider deeply unethical and improper conduct, not a bit. And I think the moment that we start to think that that we should back away from exposing this kind of malfeasance and corruption is a dangerous point. Now, Jake, you've asked the question many times, is there a risk of doing too much oversight? There is a risk when you have an immoral president, a president lacking in basic character who violates the norms of office. There is an even greater risk of doing too little oversight. So I make no apologies for that, and I'm going to continue holding this administration accountable.
Too little oversight. It is absolutely amazing to me. This guy is a piece of work. And Nadler and Schiff, I want them to be this face of the Democrat Party. News 793.1, Demo Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Excuse me, 272-9228. It's going to be interesting to see on this Felicity Huffman to what the punishment's going to be.
Right. Because she pled guilty. It's probably the best path, but we'll see. Maybe she knows more than what the press has reported, and she can help
enlighten them and some others.
Right. And I really just...
And then turn in your friends, you know.
Well, and I get why people are upset, but whether it's somebody breaking my car window or a rich person, you know, rigging a system to get their kid into college, I am not a lock-them-up-and-throw-away-the-key type.
The thing is that what they did is they used money to get something that they shouldn't have gotten, and they're using money to get something that... get away with something they shouldn't have gotten, and that's what my problem is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I just the whole general, and this is a larger discussion we won't get into, but
judicial reform.
I love the models of restitution. You pay damages plus some, as opposed to the you must be punished part of our judicial system. Sometimes that's necessary and can wake some people up, but I think it's used way too often.
272-9228. Reminder, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. drone will be on Friday. That is the best gift. I literally had somebody at another radio station say that is the best gift in all of Montgomery Radio. I like that. Let's continue with the final portion of Adam Schiff. Let's see if you can take another few minutes here.
I don't think that's exactly how I phrased that question, but I take your point. I do want to ask you, sir, your fellow Democratic Chairman Richard Neal formally requested President Trump's tax returns from the IRS this week, writing that his committee is considering legislation about how the IRS audits a president. President Trump's lawyers fired back, saying Democrats are just playing politics. They write, quote, if Chairman Neal genuinely wants to review how the IRS audits presidents, why is he seeking tax returns and return information covering the 4 years before President Trump took office, unquote? Why do Democrats need President Trump's tax returns from 4 years before he took office?
Well, first, the president marveled that Chairman Neal wasn't seeking 10 years and was only seeking 6 years. I will leave it to Chairman Neal to explain what year period he chose. But I think it goes to the gravamen of this problem, that is that the president appoints the head of the IRS or the lawyer for the IRS. The IRS is supposed to conduct an examination of the president's returns. This is a president who has resisted any oversight or inquiry into his affairs. And so I think the chairman of Ways and Means has every right to determine, is the IRS following its own policy and protocols? But I'll also say this, Jake, there is no legal ground for them here. The statute says the IRS shall provide these returns to the Congress upon request. When the Republicans asked similarly for returns, when they were running that committee, including the returns of the Obama for America organization, he gave no explanation for why he sought those returns or how many returns he was seeking or what organizations. He just asked, and the IRS says, you can have them because we shall provide them. And I think that's how it's going to end up.
Yeah, he kind of got some of that wrong there. When asked for Obama, it was looking for the tax returns to see how they were reporting gifts. But they never made it public. Okay, so continue on here, my friend. Let's go to another one that's going to really nauseate you, and that's Jerry Nadler. Again, the face of the Democrats, Nadler and Schiff.
As Washington awaits Attorney General William Barr's release of a redacted version of the Mueller report, expected by mid-April or sooner, we begin with House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, who joins us this morning from New York. Congressman, do you expect to receive the report this week, and what happens once you do?
Well, I don't know when we're going to receive it. Attorney General Barr said by the middle of April. It could be the end of this week or beginning of next week. But the important thing is not do we get it this week or next week. The important thing is what do we get. We are demanding, and we have a right, Congress has a right to the entire report with no redactions whatsoever, so we can see what's there. We're already hearing leaks from the Mueller team that didn't leak at all for 22 months, but now seem to be very unhappy. We're hearing leaks that Barr misrepresented in his so-called summary letter, what's in the report, that he sugarcoated it, that he made it look more favorable for the president than it was. We're hearing reports, NBC reported that some of the Mueller people were saying that it depicted the Trump campaign as having been thoroughly infiltrated by an intelligence operation of the Russian government. We don't know. We're entitled to see it because Congress represents the nation, and Congress has to take action on any of it. So we're entitled to see all of it.
The Attorney General said he will hand over almost 400 pages, but redact the classified information and anything obtained through a grand jury.
He has said he will redact four classifications of information.
Right.
Our position is that he should redact none of it. Congress, the Judiciary Committee, in every similar situation in the past, whether with Nixon or with Clinton or with many other situations, the Judiciary Committee has gotten all the information, all the underlying documents and evidence, and the Judiciary Committee has decided what of that cannot be released to the public.
272-9228. Let's keep going with Nadler here. Nadler just said, this guy just burns me up, and particularly the language they use. And he's going to be talking about collusion, and it's in plain sight.
Do you expect that you would have to go to a court to force the release of the grand jury information?
Yes, we would have to go to a court to get the release of the grand jury information. But that has happened successfully in every previous situation. And it's not up to the Attorney General to decide with respect to that or with respect to other material that he decides Congress can't see. It's not up to him. And remember, he is a biased person. He is someone who is an agent of the administration, is an appointee, a political appointee of the president, whose interests he may very well be protecting here.
So do you actually then reject the entire summary? Do you believe there is possible criminal collusion?
Well, the Attorney General said there was no obstruction of justice. He decided that. Mueller did not say that.
Right, and your character, and you're dismissing what he has said.
I dismiss what he said. He's a biased defender of the administration, and he's entitled to be a defender of the administration, but he is not entitled to withhold the evidence from Congress. And by the way, let me repeat one other thing. When you say there's no, when he says there's no collusion, there may very well not have been evidence beyond a reasonable doubt, which mm-hmm. is a very high judicial standard, of criminal conspiracy with the Russians. But there was, in plain sight, open collusion with the Russians. When the president's son and campaign manager and son-in-law go to a meeting with the Russians to receive, quote, dirt on Hillary as part of the Russian government's attempt to help the Trump campaign, and that was in the email inviting them to the meeting. They go to the meeting. They say, we want that information. That is collusion. Whether it's criminal conspiracy is another question.
Right.
Yeah, let these guys be the face of the Democratic
Party. I know. Let me tell you, now they're saying, well, you know, he's a biased person. The Attorney General is a biased person. Mm. Did he say that about Eric Holder or Loretta Lynch? He never said that.
Yeah, I think this is red meat for their base. I think they realize they really messed up on this whole collusion narrative, in the media in particular. I'm sorry, most people did not think that you meant kind of, ethical behavior, like Schiff said, or collusion up to a point. No, they were buying hook, line, and sinker that
they were completely in bed with him.
Yeah, and Trump's going to be impeached any day now, or indicted, and Mueller's got the goods. And when that ended up not true, I think they're now just trying to talk to the faithful on their side. And
to try to calm them down?
Yes.
Well, you know, if in plain sight the collusion is meeting with the attorney from Russia, then why in plain sight when she left, before she went to that meeting, went to Fusion GPS, and after she went to that meeting, went to Fusion GPS, that would be collusion. That would be coordination. That you're trying to put a Russian stamp on something to make it look a particular way, and you were helping to coordinate it with a Russian.
Right.
That would be collusion. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Meet Bob, average everyday type guy. Just like anyone else, Bob loves his new smart home.
Hello, Bob.
But lately, Bob's been having some issues with the electricity in his home, handling all his new smart devices.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Bob.
Luckily, Bob knows he can call Mr. Electric for electrical repairs, upgrades, and installations. Plus, with Mr. Electric, you get a home safety checkup free with every call. So you can make sure that your electrical system is keeping up with all those cool gadgets. Visit us at Mr. Electric of Montgomery or give us a call today. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Where?
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Another shakeup within the Trump administration. The director of the Secret Service is being replaced.
We're told that 10 days ago, Tex Alice, who is the head of the Secret Service, was told to prepare for an exit plan.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House says the departure of the Secret Service director has nothing to do with a Chinese national who made it past several checkpoints at President Trump's private resort, rather a general overhaul of Homeland Security. Outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen speaking publicly today for the first time since the White House announced her departure.
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country.
Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will take over as acting head of Homeland Security. The White House today designating Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. That move designed to increase political pressure on Tehran. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully today as the storm system moves through the area. It's going to be a breezy, warm day with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely not only today but tonight as well. Some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts possible. Of course, our weather app will keep you on top of the storms with radar, future radar, and any push notifications for watches and warnings. Tonight's low down to about 62. Tomorrow's high up to about 79 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms around on Tuesday. It'll be quiet on Wednesday with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 84. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Tonight there's gonna be a jam.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome aboard.
Oh, I tell you what, this has been an interesting week, and I am in my red and black today for my previous home cities. Texas Tech, because I sure do hope that they walk the floor with Virginia tonight. Anyway, let me stop doing what I'm doing and go to the question. What?
So wait, are you rooting for Texas Tech tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Yeah, that may surprise some people. They're a very strong team.
Well, I was there the year that their girls team had actually won the national championship. This was eons ago. And they had a T-shirt that said, Texas Tech, where men are men and women are champions.
I like that.
It was really cool. I wish I had gotten one of those shirts. Good people out there, unique area of the world. I do recommend if people get an opportunity to visit that they need to go.
Is that Beaumont? Is that where they are, Beaumont?
No, they're in Lubbock.
Lubbock, okay, yeah. On the way, yeah, okay. Because yeah. I remember I passed by there driving to Houston.
Well, depending on which way you come in.
I would take I-10 and it would go but through Lubbock.
But it's a unique city. I enjoyed it very much. It is like no other city I've ever lived in anywhere. Rattlesnakes. I mean, you watch the sand underneath the roads out there because it's so dry. They don't have a lot of blacktop. They don't need it. And you'll look at the sand and you'll watch it while it shimmers and know that that's a sidewinder underneath the sand.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting. you learn to watch where you put your feet out there. Anyway, I have a question for you.
Sure.
And this is just a supposition. This is certainly not anything that I know that other people may not. But I have a question regarding this report that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
With the Democrats licking their chops so badly, they are presuming that everything in this report is definitely against the Republican Party. What are the Democrats going to do if it winds up actually being the inverse, where it names names of Democrats that have been colluding with the enemy as it is, and buying votes and buying people off? What are the Democrats going to do then?
I don't know, and that's a good point. Or what are they going to do if it doesn't show what they think it's going to show, and they're going to be back with the egg on the face syndrome? Because there's some discussion out here that there may be some criminal referrals that Mueller's going to make, saying that these things need to be investigated.
Well, I think something needs to be investigated, because there's a whole lot that went on wrong during the time of this.
Amen to that.
The allegations that were put forth, the amount of anger that the Democratic Party has fostered and has certainly whipped up by so many people. This has been ugly, and every one of them should be ashamed. They ought to be ashamed to be a Democrat.
They certainly don't mind perpetuating false premises.
No, they haven't. And in my opinion, when this comes out to show that Donald Trump's campaign and Donald Trump's position has done no wrong, the Democratic Party needs to have to pick up 100% of the cost for all of this, instead of sticking the American taxpayer with the bill.
But you know they're not going to do that.
Of course not. They ought to.
They should, but they're not going to do it.
And there again, I look at Democrats and I just wonder, where is your brain? Just when did you take it out and play with it, and where did you leave it? Because you've obviously done that. These people just get increasingly angry and hateful with every turn, and that needs, somewhere down the line, we need to put a stop to it. Ain't got to happen anytime soon, though.
Well, T-Spirit,
anyway, thank you so
good
much.
Luck with your game tonight. I'll be
thank
watching.
Because
I'm rooting for Texas Tech.
You got it.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
272-9228, that's where we are. First-time callers can let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Cream Farm Market gift basket, including Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. Enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. Hope you are too.
Very good.
When the Mueller report is fully given to Congress, is it just the Judicial Committee that will see it?
Judicial Committee will see it, the Gang of Eight will see it, and then they can decide whether they're going to distribute it from there.
So people like that crazy Muslim woman that's against Israel, people like that in Congress then will be have access to it.
More than likely Omar will have
that
access to it.
Scares me to death.
Why does it scare you to death? You think she's going to misuse it?
Are they Democrats? Yes, sir. I certainly do believe they'll misuse it.
You don't think highly of Democrats, do you?
No, I do not. Do you? I have no reason to. But anyway, that was my question, and I hated that was the answer, but that's what I expected. So thank you again. I appreciate all the information on this show.
Thanks, Barbara. I appreciate you.
Have a great rest of the day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir. Good to be back in Alabama with some good talk radio.
Well, that's good. How was your trip back?
It was fine. Heavy. 65 was packed out.
Because of the spring break traffic?
That's the most traffic I've seen. I don't know. That's the most traffic I've seen on 65 in a while. But it was loaded down. So one state trooper the whole trip back.
Really?
Yeah, he had somebody pulled over going south. I was heading north, so I wasn't worried about it.
So. Well, sometimes those rascals will go in pairs.
Well, I didn't see the other one. So he might have been on the north side. I don't know. But I tell you, Montgomery, we are lucky. have talk radio program that we have.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Very fortunate. You get out of state, it's hard to find. No, it really is. So, but hey, this Shrill guy, and this guy's an idiot.
Nadler, the guy I'm playing?
Yeah, Adam Shrill.
Oh, Adam Schiff, he was the guy before that.
Yes, sir. And the other guy, well, I think they're both kind of, I think something's going to come out in this Mueller report. The Democrats ain't, they ain't going to like it. So, like hope, you say, time will tell.
Yeah, well, whatever is going to be in that report, what they're going to do is they're going to make it into something that it's not. I can tell you that right now. And you could see that when they started this thing last week saying that investigators on the Mueller team felt that Barr misrepresented. You know,
yes, sir.
You had biased people that were on that investigation, and you know they were biased. And Weissman was one of them, and I think Weissman was part of the guy that did it. He was the head of disinformation on that committee, and he was leaking things, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they're probably going to get him too, I hope.
I hope so. I hope somebody pays the price for this, because we really need to clean this stuff up.
Yes, we do. And I am, by the way, go Texas Tech. So I'm pulling for them. I like Texas. I lived in Texas for 14 years, so I like the state of Texas.
Well, I'll be rooting for Texas Tech tonight, see how they do.
Yep. Thank you for taking my call, sir. Have a good afternoon.
You too. You have a great day. Can I pick John up? Hey, John, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
I'm really good.
All right. First and foremost, I just left Sweet Creek with a Cuban, and I am good and full.
Good for you. How was it? Give me a rating 1 to 10.
12.
Attaboy. What'd you get at your side?
I don't get sides. I just get the sandwich.
Well, it comes with the side.
I know. I always let them keep it because I usually can only eat just the sandwich, and I'm like totally stuffed after that because it's such a big sandwich. But my question is if I heard right from the beginning, wasn't Barr supposed to be like the Democrats guy? Like, wasn't he supposed to be the one that was going to come in and save everything they were trying to put together with this? And, you know, and now it's come apart in their face. And I mean, even if he was to release it unredacted and he made his statement, I mean, what can they possibly hope to find other than it just coming back on them that much harder?
Well, he's not the Democrats guy, but he did say that he wasn't going to do anything to interfere with the Mueller investigation, that he's going to do as best he could to release as much of the report as he could.
Right. All right, I guess I must have just misunderstood that part back when they were first talking about bringing him on to the case or whatever. But, I mean, at this point, after, you know, him saying that there's nothing at least to Donald Trump, I mean, it just kind of makes me ask the question, what are they looking for? I mean, is his word not good enough?
Yeah, they're looking for a smoking gun, and no, his word is not good enough. Because if he did not say what they wanted him to say, then he's biased. And they right. Basically have said that.
I'll go out on a limb, and I'll say, you know, release it, except for what might could cause anybody harm, or anything, if it's anything that would be released that would cause somebody physical harm, or anything like that, I say redact that part. But other than that, I just release it, give them what they want, and show them how wrong they are.
I'm kind of with you on that one.
You know, I mean, unless it's going to hurt somebody physically, you know, let it out. Let's see what they're crying about.
There you go. Come clean, John. We'll call you.
All right, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks for visiting Sweet Creek. I appreciate it. Hey, did you say hi to Reed? And well, Reed, did you see Reed there today?
I didn't see Reed. I called my order in because, you know, I drive the tow truck. So I called my order in, and I was dropping off right down the street. So I got her to have it ready for me so I could run in and run out. But I did tell him I was a damn more so listener.
That is great. I really appreciate that, John.
That's no problem. I do appreciate you keeping us turned on to that place.
Well, let me tell you, they're great. I was down there this weekend, and if you want something really good, get a half slab of ribs. You'll love the ribs.
Oh, remember I got
that's
the ribs
right.
when I won the Sweet Creek.
I remember that now.
I also picked up a bucket about a week or two, about 3 weeks ago. I picked when they first brought them in. I went and bought a bucket of the strawberries, and my wife made a strawberry cobbler.
Ooh!
And it was good.
I bet it was.
Well, there was none left. All the neighbors found out, so it was gone like that day. I was mad.
Wow, homemade strawberry cobbler. That's pretty good.
She made it. She did good. She made it from scratch.
You're a lucky man if you got a wife that can make that from scratch.
I tell her every day how lucky I am.
I know. I appreciate it because you want to stay being able to come inside the house versus staying outside the house.
Yes, sir. Hey, and I do appreciate y'all, Dan. You have a great day.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you. Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath?
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, big guys. 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, let's stay here with Jerry Nadler, the head of judiciary on the House side, New York Dem. And we're talking about indictment versus impeachable. Indictable versus impeachable.
It sounds like when you were referencing what was the reporting from the New York Times and the Washington Post about some of Mueller's investigators feeling that their impressions and their conclusions were not accurately portrayed in the attorney general's summary. Are you going to call those investigators before the committee? Are you going to talk to any of them?
After we read the information in the report, we'll make the decision as to whether that is necessary. After we read the information in the report, we'll probably want to call Mueller to discuss it. We'll be having Barr in front of the committee before that, but certainly reading the report and the underlying evidence will give us more information as to what questions we should ask Mueller or any of the other people who worked with him.
But is the bottom line here is you acknowledge that what was put forward may not be indictable, but big picture, you're saying there are things in this report that could be impeachable, grounds for impeachment.
Well, who knows? There could be grounds for impeachment. There could be grounds for other action. There could be things the American people ought to know. You know, you can commit shameful acts. You can commit complete betrayals of the public interest without committing impeachable acts. And if you did that, the public ought to know that, too. And the standard here is not an impeachment. The standard is what was did. The standard is we have to protect the public from presidential misconduct, from anybody else's, and the public has to know about it. And we have to get all the evidence so we can subject to protecting right. certain classified information, a decision that the Judiciary Committee has always made in the past and can make now. The public ought to know all of it.
Now, I wonder if he's going to hold that same standard when they start investigating DOJ and what was done during the Obama administration and misuse and misconduct. Because by the standards he just laid out, if they did just a tenth of what we think that they did, he should be going crazy. But we know he won't because it's people who have a D by their name. News Talk 93.1. Let's continue on with this. This is Natalie going to be talking about. He changed his opinion from 2000 to now. He just said, no, I really haven't. It's the same thing.
As you know, Republicans challenge some of these disclosures on the legal basis, but also point to some of the comments you've made in the past back during the impeachment proceedings for Bill Clinton, when you said grand jury material represents statements which may or may not be true, and it would be unfair to release. So. It yes. seems like your view has changed.
My view has not
Why?
Changed at all. My view has not changed at all because they're comparing apples and oranges. In 1998, the Judiciary Committee was given all the information that we're seeking now.
Because you're required.
All the information and all the underlying evidence. And the question was, should all that information be released to the public? And I said then that no, some of that grand jury information should not be released to the public. Now, we are advocating that all of that information should be given to the committee. We are not advocating that all the grand jury information should be go to the public.
And you believe that the committee would...
In 1998, Ken Starr had given everything to the committee. And had already had that. The committee already had all that information, including the grand jury information, and the debate
was
over whether
it should
be made public.
It was an independent counsel, which was structured differently since the special
that's
counsel
irrelevant.
Reports to the
that's
Justice
irrelevant.
Department. But do you, are you arguing
irrelevant.
That the information you shared with the committee would not leak publicly? Can you guarantee that?
Certainly. Some of it would not leak publicly. Some of it would be decided. Some grand jury information would presumably be decided must be released by court order to the public because the public interest would outweigh the privacy interest. That's happened in the past. That might happen again in the future. But the committee has a very good record of protecting information which it decides to protect.
Has a very good record. That's because you weren't in charge of it at the time. It had a very good record. Okay, so he's going to keep going here with the, he's going to be talking about...
Oh, no.
I know.
Really?
Cohen and new docs.
Michael Cohen,
your favorite guy.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a liar, though I lied for Mr. Trump. I'm sorry.
This is fascinating to me. Listen to how he handles this.
The president's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, has... released a memo, or his lawyers did, saying that he has 14 million files that... have damaging information about the president. He's asking for help in getting his sentence reduced or at least delayed in some way. Do you want the information Michael Cohen has?
Of course.
Will you offer him the help he's asking for?
Certainly we'd want the information that Michael Cohen or anybody else has that's relevant to the to this question. Whether we can give him that sort of help or not, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I can tell you can't.
Well, and... to ease things up a little bit here at the end of the show, you know, John just called about that cobbler, strawberry cobbler.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of it. He just tagged me in.
Oh, man.
It looks magnificent.
It does look magnificent.
Looks really
that
good.
Thick crust.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You should, oh, yeah.
Man, I'm hungry now.
I'm hungry. I'm getting ready for this game for tonight. It's going to be so late, though. It's going to be past my bedtime. Steak and I have to work that thing out tonight. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Yeah, it's been a good show today. It's I'm ready for the dam to break when we're talking about the Inspector General's report. I like that the referrals that Nunes has thrown out there, the 8 criminal referrals, doesn't, as you cleared up earlier, doesn't mean it was 8 separate people. It could be the same person with different counts or different types of charges.
Yeah, or it could be a whole bunch of people being caught up in the net of global. You remember using global?
So maybe that referral is kind of signs of fissures breaking in the dam.
We're going to have the mayor of Orange Beach on tomorrow at 1:45. Oh. Note to you and note to the audience. And then Barr will be on the Hill. We'll try to take part of that live if we can.
Whose committee is he going to be in front of?
Ways and Means.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be asking about appropriations, but you know they're going to ask him about the report.
Of course.
Because they can't help themselves. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, buddy.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Vidal, the great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Just a day after announcing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was leaving her post, news comes that the head of the Secret Service will be leaving the Trump administration.
Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Allis is being removed from his position. Sources tell Fox News that Allis was briefed several weeks ago that a transition in leadership at DHS and throughout the ranks was coming and that he should be prepared to leave his position.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. The U.S. now designating Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement.
We're doing it because the Iranian regime's use of terrorism as a tool of statecraft makes it fundamentally different from any other government.
The action bars any Americans from doing business with Iran's military branch and threatens sanctions against anyone in other countries from dealing with the Guard. This is Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the